بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We begin by the qualities of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and this is the fifth discussion on this. And this centers on the fact that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is the final and last Prophet and Messenger. This is what distinguished the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام also from amongst other things over the rest of the prophets, in the fact that he is the final and last prophet and messenger. There is no prophet nor there is a messenger after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala Allahu ta'ala in Surah Al-Ahzab 33, verse 40. ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين. محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم is not the father of any man among you, but he is the messenger of Allah and the last and final of the prophets, and Allah is ever all aware of everything. And the scholars of tafsir are unanimous that this verse is an explicit text for the fact that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام is the final or end of the prophets and messengers. Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah mentioned that this verse is conclusive of the precept that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last end, and that there shall be no Nabi, no Prophet after him. When there shall be no Nabi to follow him, the ordainment of a Rasul or a Messenger cannot arise. By logic of anteriority, because the status of a Rasul is more exclusive than that of a Nabi, of a Prophet. Every Nabi, he said, is a Rasul, is not a Rasul. But every Rasul, Messenger, is a Nabi, is a Prophet. There exists a continuous and unbroken chain of recitations, of a hadith, from a large number of venerable Sahaba or companions of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, that there shall be no Nabi or Rasul, Messenger, after Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is in Tafsir Ibn Kathir رحمه الله. This even the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام emphasized himself in more than one narration. In more than one narration. And from that is the narration that إن لي أسماء, أنا محمد, أنا أحمد, أنا الماحي الذي يمحو الله بي الكفر, وأنا الحاشر يحشر الناس على قدمي, وأنا العاقب الذي ليس بعده أحد. Which means, I have five names. I am Muhammad al-Ahmad. I am al-Mahi, through whom Allah will eliminate kufr, disbelief. I am al-Hashir, who will be the first to be resurrected, the people being resurrected thereafter. And I am also the al-Aqib, there will be no prophet after. And this is reported in Sahih al-Bukhari. No Prophet after me, in Sahih al-Bukhari, volume 4, hadith number 732. Now, ending the message with the message or by the message of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam necessitates three important methods. The first is that his message must be perfect and complete. With it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed the messages, and therefore there was no need for sending an additional messenger to complete the message of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is very clear by the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it on the day of Arafah, during the largest congregation of Muslims, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored the Ummah by completing the deen, as in the great verse in Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 3. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. This day I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion. Imam Ibn Kathir رحمه الله commented on this, that this is a great, or this is akbar ni'mah, the greatest favor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon the ummah by completing for it its deen. And so they do not need, there are no need for an additional, for another deen, nor they are in need for a prophet other than prophet, his, their prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And that's why Allah, he added that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him the final, last end of the prophets, and he sent him to al-ins wal-jinn, mankind and jinn, and there is no halal except that which he made as halal, and no haram except that which he made as haram, and there is no deen except that which he legislated, and that everything he informed about is truth, there isn't anything that is false in it. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related, said in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 115. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا. And the word of your Lord has been fulfilled in truth and in justice, meaning truth in the news and justice in the commands and prohibitions. And so when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perfected the religion, He completed His favor and said, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. This day I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your deen. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam drew an example of his prophethood as related to the example of the prophets before him. When he sallallahu alayhi wasalam said in the authentic hadith in Sahih Bukhari and in Sahih Muslim, and in Sahih Bukhari is volume 1, page 501. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ مَثَلِي وَمَثَلَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ مِنْ قَبْلِي كَمَثَلِ رَجُلٍ بَنَى بَيْتًا. Certainly my example and the example of prophets earlier than me is like the example of a palace most elegant and most beautiful, constructed by a person, except that he left in it a blank space or a brick in one of its corners, and that made the people who were going around it wonder at its marvelousness and exclaimed in perplexion, why not is this brick inlaid in there. The Prophet ﷺ said, I am that corner's last brick, and I am the last end or final of the prophets. So therefore, this message is complete, having no deficiency and no need for development or upgrading. فَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ وَالْمِنَّةِ. All praise is due to Allah, and all the favors are His. The second thing which this entails is that His message is comprehensive, general and comprehensive. Because it cannot be imagined to end the messages without this necessity. That is because people every time and at every place they need the guidance of the Prophet ﷺ. Without their guidance they will live a miserable life. And since the Prophet ﷺ is the final and end of the messengers, then his message must be comprehensive for all people and for all times and all places. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 158. قل يا أيها الناس إني رسول الله إليكم جميعا. Say, O mankind, verily I am sent to you all. So therefore his message is not a regional or domestic, or and it's not nationalistic, but it is a universal message fitting for all generations until the end of time. The third matter necessitated by him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the final end of the messengers is that his risala must be preserved from alterations and changes. And since the meaning of the final and last or end of the prophets, meaning there will be no prophet that will be sent after the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this necessitates that the Sharia continues to be preserved from changes and alterations. And before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entrusted some of the mankind to preserve the revelations or the books, but they did not abide, rather they changed and altered. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself promised to preserve the Quran from changes and or alterations. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Hijr 15 verse 9, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظٌ. Verily, it is we who have sent down the dhikr, the Quran, and surely we will guard it from corruption. And when the monks and the rabbis before were trusted concerning the scriptures, they differed and they transgressed and envied each other and ended up changing and altering the scriptures. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to preserve this book from any kind of change and or alteration. This is what is necessitated by the fact that the Prophet ﷺ is the final, last and end of the messengers. And this is his, one of the great distinctions which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave our messenger alayhi salatu wassalam. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama taslima kathira.